which is called the Education Achievement Opportunity and Accountability Act, is divided into four basic sections, basically four pillars of this bill. Expansion of school choice, a focus on early childhood literacy, accountability, and an increased teacher pipeline, if you will. The school choice section creates the Office of School Choice within the Department of Education. It requires open zoning, increases opportunity scholarship funding from $50 million, which is what it is currently, increases it tenfold to $500 million, expands eligibility for opportunity scholarships, and allows for charter school development to address chronic overcrowding. The early childhood literacy pillar, that section restores accountability provisions of the Read by Grade 3 policy, creates early childhood literacy and readiness account, and dedicates one half of excess revenue from the education stabilization account to support evidence-based literacy programs targeting children younger than six. The fourth and final pillar is the teacher pipeline section, which expands and increases funding for Teach Nevada scholarships and Nevada Teacher Advancement scholarships. It establishes career technical education programs within the Clark County School District and declares a critical labor shortage for educators. Actually, I said that was the last pillar. No, the last pillar is accountability, which I think is critical. If you're going to expand funding for teachers, you got to expand accountability. And so lastly, the accountability section expands the Commission on School Funding to the Commission on School Funding and Accountability, and it's charged with ensuring that new funding dedicated to K through 12 education is spent on programs that drive outcomes, the operative word, outcomes, right, Jim, for students, and develops a new performance matrix with increased performance standards. The wonderful thing I have not seen in this bill, which I thank God is not in the bill, are words like equity, words like inclusion, words like diversity. All these politically correct terms that have nothing to do with educating a child are not in this bill. It is a solid bill. Like I said, it's a bill that gives a hand, extends an olive branch to the Democratic side of the aisle, promising to increase funding for teachers. But on the other hand, with accountability and expansion of school choice, it promotes an agenda of school reform that is desperately needed.
And let's face it, I mean, the middle man, the middle person in this situation is the teacher, okay? And teachers, they have great influence on young minds.
Absolutely. And I still remember my teachers in grade school.
You remember the good ones.
Absolutely.
The good, and the bad ones, I mean, there are a few of those as well, and you maybe you forget those, and maybe you should, but when you look at a teacher, and if they're still getting their paycheck and they're getting raises and they're still a bad teacher and they really don't care about anything, you know, it's 11 o'clock in the morning and they're already thinking, okay, I'm going to leave here and I'm going to go golfing later on after school. You don't want that kind of a teacher. You want dedicated people.
Absolutely.
Who want to pass on knowledge to the next generation, because hey, they're going to be cops, they're going to be firemen, they're going to be teachers themselves someday.
That's right.
And all you have to do is go through a drive-through and look at some of the service that we get or lack of it, and it's just little things. When little things are left out, you go through and you order two greasy cheeseburgers, and they don't even have the decency to give you a napkin with that. There's a breakdown in the system.
There's incivility, absolutely.
I think teachers, they play a major role, and we need better teachers, and we need to reward the good teachers and punish the bad.
No question about it, Jim. You know, this is an issue that is really near and dear to me personally, because my organization, the Congress of Racial Equality, when I was in grade school, and my father may he live in blessed memory, Roy Innes, longtime chairman of the Congress for Racial Equality, who currently resides in heaven. They approached him in 1978. The Catholic Archdiocese of New York approached him and said, "We've got a school building that we can, that, you know, we were thinking of pulling the plug on, but we would gladly give it to you if you wanted to keep a school and rename the school Core School and make it operational." And we did. And we had a core school. I actually spent a year in the core school for 3 years running. It was actually a charter school before charter was even a word within our lexicon, you know. But unfortunately, the problem was, and we had great teachers, okay, and but of course there are expenses that come with creating this school, a private school, and the we were, you know, swallowing the expenses, the Congress for Racial Equality, for many, many years, but we couldn't afford it after at some point because the parents, which were South Bronx mostly parents, were lower income parents, and they could not afford the very low tuition that we were providing for their kids. And so we had to go out of business. Yeah. If we had had something like this, something like AB 400, we would have stayed in business. This is Nigel Innes. We will be back. I believe we'll be back with Kevin Wall after this very, very short break. This is Nigel Innes, live and local, AM 670, KMZQ.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Stop in now for a premium synthetic blend oil change for only $24.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And as we check out your conditions on the roadways right now, a lot of congestion as you try to get through the downtown area near the Spaghetti Bowl, Interstate 515 northbound at Las Vegas Boulevard. I'm looking for an accident there. Don't see one, but there's definitely congestion. You are bumper to bumper as you approach the Dropicana construction zone, especially Interstate 15 northbound. That bumper to bumper action begins once you get past the 215 beltway there at Sunset Road. So give yourself some extra time to get through there. Also, several accidents to look out for. University Center at Harmon, that one is new. Desert Inn at Nellis and Durango at Warm Springs.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stitch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update powered by Progressive.
The Suns closed out the Clippers with a 136-130 win last night. Phoenix winning the best of seven, 4-1. Big night for Devin Booker with 47 points, 8 rebounds, and 10 assists. Kevin Durant had 31. The Suns broke it open, outscoring the Clippers 50-24 in the third quarter and then held on as the Clippers rallied for a 36-25 advantage in the fourth. The Suns advanced to face Denver in the next round. They closed out the Timberwolves 4-1, winning 112-109 last night. On the schedule tonight, the Lakers looking to close out the Grizzlies in Memphis. LA up 3-1 in the best of seven. In Sacramento, the Kings host Golden State. That series tied at 2 games apiece. NHL last night, the Oilers beat the Kings 6-3 to take a 3-2 series lead.
This update powered by Progressive. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMZQ Sports Flash.
Join Macy's and Trust for Public Land to bring more parks to more people across the country now during Earth Month. Throughout April, you can help turn bare schoolyards into vibrant parks that communities can use outside school hours. Just donate online to Trust for Public Land or round up your Macy's store purchase up to 99 cents and donate the extra change. Give back today and find out how we're helping people and the planet thrive together now and all year round at Macy's.com/purpose.
Attention small business owners. Did you know that you may have overpaid your payroll taxes during COVID? If so, a simple 10-minute call could save you thousands. If you continued to pay employee wages during the worst of the pandemic, call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee. Don't wait. Call 800-309-ERC, 800-309-3372, or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hey Chuck, can you break down this whole debt treadmill issue for us?
It means you keep paying interest, roll over your loan, or borrow money from one company to pay back another loan. Your principal never goes down, and it's not good.
Okay, so look out for that. How does it work at Dollar Loan Center?
We make sure you pay a little principal with every payment. It's called a fully amortized installment loan. If you pay it off quick, great, major savings. But if you need more time to pay it off, even a year or so, at least you're paid in full at the end because you were chipping away at your principal.
That was Chuck. And to celebrate 25 years in business, he's offering free loans to all new customers. No fee to apply and a week of free interest. We have over 50 locations. Apply over the phone or online at don'tbebroke.com. Don't forget, your first loan is free in 2023 at the DLC.
Free loan means if you pay off your loan in 1 week or less, the interest is free. You are still required to repay the principal amount. Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
The same great show with the same great host. Just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, Jim, you guys have the best DJ behind the scenes, putting on some good music from the old school. Well, without further ado, folks, for those of you who have not had your Kevin Wall fix, where Nigerness was not enough, we've got Kevin. We've got him back on for a couple of minutes. Kevin Wall from McCallum, Texas. Kevin, you're on.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Thank you very much for filling in for me. This has been an amazing trip. We just made our last stop at Catholic Charities, where kids and families are staying for a day, maybe two, before they're moving on new homes in America. That is all happening right now. They're going to have 400 families, believe it or not, over the course of the next 24 hours, which is amazing. PJ Belanger is community.
I'm a community ambassador.
And you've been on the trip. I saw you feeding the kids. It kind of brought me to tears.
I could cry myself because I didn't think I was going to get to bring them joy. And that was my goal to come on this trip, was to bring these children some joy.
Well, this obviously is the final stop. We met with Border Patrol earlier this morning. That was an eye-opening affair because these guys are straight shooters, and they love their job.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a job to them, actually. It's a career. It's their life. It's their community. It's their families. It's their extended families. And it's not just a job. And they're so shorthanded. They're exhausted. And they don't have the resources and the technology that they need, although we can afford them. We're the richest country in America, in the world, excuse me. And America won't give them what they need to keep the border safe.
Let me just ask you, we just spent the last couple of days here in McAllen, Texas. We were on the border multiple times today. What was the biggest highlight for you?
Well, of course, the children. Getting to bring the joy to the children was my biggest goal. But getting to see the wall, the difference in the different administrations, wall parts of the walls, the parts where there's openings is just so foolish, and then where the wall comes to an end, it's just absolutely ridiculous and inappropriate and unacceptable. And, I mean, I got to climb the wall and acted like I was going to climb it and go over, but, of course, why would I want to go over into Mexico? So I'm flight safe.
No.
But the biggest thing for me out with Border Patrol and seeing the different points on the wall is how inefficient we are as the richest country in the world.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It was a magical moment.
Balloons too, candy and balloons, and then they got that before we left. I got to see them batting the balloons around too, and batted around with them. So that was a lot of fun.
This whole thing is all. It's been great having you around.
Thank you.
This is an amazing thing. AFP, America for Prosperity Foundation, sponsoring this immigration summit, and it has been. Absolutely. Well, you got something else?
Yes. If anybody in Vegas can go to the Grant Sawyer building today at 5:00, there's going to be a hearing for our education savings accounts. We need the tax dollars to follow our children as it should be. Please go down and testify on behalf of SB 400. If you can't, please go on the Nevada legislative website, look and click on Nellis, and you can go in and put in an email there. But please testify, whether by email or phone call, or go to the Grant Thornton building and let them know we are pressuring them to fund our education savings account.
CJ Belanger, thank you so much for being a part of this. And anyway, that is going to just about do it for McAllen, Texas, the Rio Grande Valley. So we're done.
Kevin, thank you so much for your reporting from McAllen, Texas. Great work going down there. You're doing the work that our federal government and President of the United States should be doing but is not doing. But you fill the void, my friend, and the callers and listeners to your wonderful broadcast are looking forward to receiving you when you get back home here in Nevada on Monday.
We can't wait. Nigel, thanks so much for filling in. I really appreciate it. We'll talk to you when we get back.
Looking forward to it, my friend. God bless. That was Kevin Wall calling in from McAllen, Texas. And boy, I tell you, it's a real turning the tables here where I'm actually interviewing him for a couple of minutes on his own show.
It's all twisted around here today. You ought to be sitting in my chair. I'm going in 100 different directions.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Jim Dallas, you are the most able co-pilot I've ever had, and this show would be way off the rails. I don't care if Kevin was hosting or I was guest hosting. It would be way off the rails without your expertise, my friend.
I appreciate that.
So thank you. So we've got some other tidbits in the news as we close out this 3 hours. My God, it feels like 5 minutes. It feels like I just walked in here 5 minutes ago.
Well, the ladies, this is for you. I guess the next company to boycott is Maybelline. Guess,
oh my God.
Guess who is now the face of Maybelline makeup?
It must be Tyra Banks or, you know, Scarlett Johansson, Lupita Nyong'o, you know, one of these beautiful women that were born women, right? That's what we're talking about, right?
Well, let me put it this way. Disney, Nike, Budweiser, Maybelline, same person, good old Dylan.
Oh, my God.
It's the ESG scores. I guarantee it. You get 25 points if you go out and hire Dylan. You are subtracted 25 points if you go to a Christian organization. This ESG, could be the end of our...
Remind, we've only got a minute before we have to go to a break, so maybe we can do this after the break. But I want you to remind our listeners what ESG score is, and obviously you're talking about the impact, but I think a lot of our listeners don't even know what the ESG is, what it stands for. So why don't we get to that when we come back from this short break? This is Niger and substituting for the great Kevin Wall, who was just on with us a few minutes ago. He will be back in studio on Monday as he returns from McAllen, Texas, where he was reporting on our crisis at the border. This is Niger and reporting in for him and substituting for the great Kevin Wall, live and local, AM 670, KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
Hi, this is Republican Assemblywoman Melissa Hardy from Assembly District 22. I'm proud to represent areas of Henderson, including Cadence, Sun City McDonald Ranch, and portions of East Henderson. Catch me on The Kevin Wall Show on AM 670, where Kevin and I will be talking all things related to the 2023 legislative session. Tune in to hear the latest on what's happening in the building and to get updates about legislation that may impact you and your family. To learn more about me, go to Hardy4Nevada.com.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been in an accident, did you know that your lawyer can take 33% from your settlement, regardless of how little of money you get? That's right. You get hurt, and the lawyer takes most of the money. It's not very fair, is it? When you hire me as your lawyer, those worries go away. I promise to never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Trading Made Easy is an automated day trading software that provides you with the tools and the data you need to succeed as a day trader. Whether the market goes up or down, tune in Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn more tips and tricks. Call 1-800-971-4160 today to schedule your free live trading session. That's 1-800-971-4160. Tune in each and every Saturday at 1 p.m. to learn how to succeed as a day trader. Call 1-800-971-6160 to learn more.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are in the home stretch of this wonderful broadcast. This is Niger Ennis substituting for the great Kevin Wall, who is in McAllen, Texas, reporting and investigating the crisis at the border, meeting wonderful people doing God's work down there, Catholic Charities, Americans for Prosperity is holding an immigration summit. A lot of good people. We've had the opportunity to interview Kevin as well. But Jim, you know, before we went to break, we were talking about ESG and some companies getting 25 points, some companies losing 25 points. Tell us what the heck this ESG is.
It's basically, it's a cooperation between corporations like Fox and others with the government to basically change behaviors and reward the type of behavior that you want, like in China. You know, if you want to be a good citizen and have a high ESG score, which stands for energy social governance.
Oh my God.
So
it sounds communist,
right? So if you are a company that says, "Hey, we're going to have a fleet of vehicles here at Hertz rental car, and they're all going to be electric vehicles," then you get an extra 20 points, boom, in your ESG score. And if you say, hey, You know, we're advertising with Dylan Mulvaney, which is why he's everywhere now. Nike, Maybelline, Bud Light. I mean, it just goes on and on and on. So that's what they're doing. They're achieving what they want through corporations. And isn't that the very definition of socialism when you have a corporation that works in unison with the government?
It is certainly totalitarianism, and some might say it's even fascism, where you have this marriage of the big federal government and rules and regulations and the private sector giving them the resources to enforce those rules and regulations and forcing the American people to behave in ways which go contrary to our nature.
Yeah, it's what is happening now. And I think the biggest insult is you actually, if you work with a Christian company, these ESG scores go down.
Ah, so much for the First Amendment and that little provision called freedom of religion, freedom to associate with whom you want to associate with. All of that just goes out the window. So tell me, Jim, what do you think Fox News Corporation got for firing Tucker Carlson? Did they get 25 points for that?
That's a good question. I'm sure they got something out of it. But hey, we're learning now that Tucker, he believes, and just a little insight on how that came down, he was informed, Tucker was, on Monday morning by Fox News' CEO, Suzanne Scott, who called him and informed him at that time, Monday morning, you're being taken off the air. And his Fox News email account was suspended and shut off immediately.
My God.
At that point, at the moment that he got that phone call on Monday morning. So he was completely blindsided. And if you saw his sign-off on Friday, he basically was saying, hey, have a great weekend. We'll definitely be back here on Monday and make it a good one. So we know that he was fired, no doubt about
Pearl Harbored.
Yeah. What is going to happen? Nobody knows yet what the exit strategy is for both sides. I've heard so many things. I've heard that OAN has offered Tucker a very key role in that organization and has offered him as much as $25 million. I have also heard, and again, we don't know. This is all speculation.
Right.
I'm just thinking out loud here, so don't hold me to it. But we're also talking about maybe a 3-year time period before he's able to go somewhere.
That would be a disaster, Jim.
It'd be bad for the country.
It'd be terrible for the country.
Because he is what we need, and I'm sure he knows that too. He is at the level right now that maybe a Rush Limbaugh was a few years ago before he tragically passed at the age of 70 due to cancer. But when you look at Tucker, he's a guy that makes news.
Yeah.
Whenever Tucker does something, people are talking about him. He draws eyeballs. He draws ears. Don Lemon never did that. Maybe to a lesser degree, Bill O'Reilly did. But Tucker is different. I think if he started his own podcast, I think it would be very successful and he would make more than that $60 million over a period of time. If indeed Fox is talking about paying him $20 million a year for 3 years to just shut up and go away.
I agree. And I hope that Tucker, you know, looks into the well of his soul and says, yeah, sorry, not for sale. And I will continue to be heard. I will continue to get my message and get information out to the American people that they desperately need. Well, we are coming to a close, my friend. We've got one more segment after this short break. It's been a wonderful 3 hours. We'll do it again. It's been so wonderful. I'm going to do it again tomorrow. This is Nydrinus subbing for Kevin Wall. Kevin will be back with us on Monday. This is Live and Local, AM 670, KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Listen up. Your share at winning over $500,000 in free fuel and products is just a tap away with the Terrible Social House app.
Yes!
With a qualifying purchase at the pump or in-store, you can shop, spin, and win directly on your phone. Win free products that you can redeem instantly in-store, or if you're feeling lucky, you could land on free fuel towards your next fill-up.